This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Los Angeles, a new radio call-in show has become what amounts to a therapy session of the air. The host is a former gang member turned peacemaker. And as NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports, he's reaching out to listeners who know firsthand just how dangerous L.A. can be. Lost
without you. KRBB Radio, V100 FM, plays R&B all day long. But just before midnight on Sundays, a reggae beat signals something new. We get a
tunnel. The Bo Taylor Show.
The Bo Taylor Show.
Bo Taylor. Bo Taylor.
41 years old, bald and tattooed, Bo Taylor works as a gang interventionist, motivating young people to get out of trouble through the organization he founded, Unity One. With his new radio show, he invites folks in the community to give him a ring.
For the next 2 hours, we're going to take a little break. We're going to pause for the calls and have a conversation.
Decent Taylor asks God to bless the mic, then lays down a few ground rules like no cursing and no hogging the line. He gives a shout-out to his friends.
Bosky, Bow Wow, Shell Dog, General.
Then he turns it over to his callers, saying they don't have to give their full names. On this night, Marciano and Donald are on the line, talking about gang violence in their neighborhoods.
It's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? Brothers killing brothers, and we trying to get this right.
The Compton gang activity, for sure, is off the hook. Right. It's off the hook. Because these little kids, they call YGs, they like 10, 12, 13, 14, and they out doing all this little dirty work.
Another night, Sydney calls in.
I am having problems with forgiving a young man who's incarcerated. In 2004, he shot and killed my niece. It's just changed my whole family. It's just changed our lives. And whenever I watch the news every day, there are other families that are just being devastated by a bullet. We have a society of murderers. I don't know. My heart's a little full.
It's all right. It's supposed to be full. I share that sentiment with you. And
part therapy session, part community hotline, the Bo Taylor Show is meant to let people vent and come up with their own solutions. Away from the studio, Taylor says his radio show is just an extension of his everyday work.
Who really cares to talk to the common people? I do, and the people that listen to my show do. Maybe this is the best way for me to reach people with all the violence that's going on in the community.
He's got officers calling in, police are listening to it, he's got gang members, he's got current folks in prison, he's got ex-offenders, the mothers who have lost children to La Vida Loca, they're all calling in, and it's, I don't know of any other spot like it on radio.
Civil rights attorney Connie Rice was a guest on one recent show about personal responsibility. She says Taylor's community work has helped build him a loyal following on the radio.
He's been in the prisons, and he's been in the streets, trying to help these guys change their mindsets. So he's on a personal mission. He's almost like Dr. Phil for gangs.
Back in the day, Taylor says he used to run in the streets with a gang he prefers not to name for fear of glorifying it. He says when he couldn't find work after an honorable discharge from the military, he turned to selling drugs. But a spiritual awakening helped change his life, and in 1992, after the riots following the Rodney King verdict, he decided to form Unity One. His first move was to help negotiate a ceasefire between warring sets of Crips and Bloods on the west side of L.A.
In my heart, I wanted us to all get together to stop the killing. It was just too much, you know, I was tired of it. Been so, over 200 funerals, so I'm like, I'm just, at some point you get numb to it. I couldn't cry no more. So that's what made me want to really, really just do something about it.
Many of Taylor's calls, like one from fellow gang interventionist Blinky Rodriguez, end with an on-air hug.
I love you, Bo. Continue to fight the good fight.
Blinky, I love you too, man. And you know, give my regards, you know, on behalf of Unity One to the rest of the family, okay?
All right, Bo.
All right, bro. Love you, man. All right, you too, man. Peace.
And that's Taylor's goal, trying to bring peace to a troubled L.A., one caller at a time. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News.